Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
All through the history of the Church of Christ, there has been a ceaseless struggle to maintain the truth. That is a quote from Alan McRae. He was a 20th century Presbyterian churchman and a biblical scholar. He learned that quote firsthand. He was with J. Gresham Machen as a student at Princeton Seminary in the late 1920s, and when Machen left Princeton and went across the Delaware River over to Philadelphia to found Westminster Theological Seminary, McRae went along with him. And a few years later, in 1936, when Machen, who was ousted from the Presbyterian Church U.S., and he formed a new church, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, well, McRae went along with him again. So what was the issue in the 1930s, and specifically in 1936, that McRae is talking about this ceaseless struggle to maintain the truth? Well, broadly speaking, the issue was liberalism and cultural progressivism. This had been at work in the Presbyterian Church USA and many other denominations as well at the time, from the 1890s on through the Roaring Twenties. Machen battled it at Princeton, and he was battling it within the denomination. Narrowly speaking, the issue was missions. In 1932, the fall of 1932, a report was issued entitled Rethinking Missions. This report was then published fully in 1933 in no fewer than 7 volumes published by Harper, again under the title Rethinking Missions. This project was all funded by John D. Rockefeller. It had representatives from 7 key positions on mission boards in 7 denominations participated. This document had 2 major parts. One was based on a fact-finding mission and just spoke of the state of missions and the conditions of places. 3 places in particular, China and India and Japan, were studied. The second part raised new ways that missions should be done and challenged the old ways that missions was being done. In a nutshell, what this document wanted to promote was to advance spiritual idealism, social brotherhood, economic welfare, and cultural unity. The rethinking part means that to think of missions as simply the Great Commission, the proclamation of the gospel to every tribe, to every nation, that is too narrow and in fact has been wrongheaded. We need a different mission, a different approach that represents the realities of the 20th century. And so missions needs to be rethought. Well, this deeply troubled J. Gresham Machen. He saw in this a denial of the gospel, and he couldn't believe that not only did his own mission board of the Presbyterian Church U.S., not only did it not refute this document, but it had key representatives who were part of it and were promoting it. This was also the time of the missionary Pearl Buck. In 1932, she had just won the Pulitzer Prize. She was a very significant figure in American culture, and she was a Presbyterian missionary who denied the atonement of Christ, the deity of Christ, the authority of Scripture, and all of this just perplexed Machen. And so he challenged his denomination. He wrote a 110-page pamphlet to go along with an overture that he introduced in his presbytery, and he wanted the Presbyterian Church to refute this document. They didn't. And so in 1933, he formed the Independent Board of Presbyterian Foreign Missions, and that eventually led to his ouster from his denomination. And so in 1936, once he was defrocked, he just formed a new denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. 6 months later, January 1, 1937, Machen died. But his commitment to the church and his commitment to the gospel was evident there in that action of standing against the tide of his denomination and standing for the gospel. He did not want to rethink missions, but rather in the 20th century, he wanted to reaffirm the mission of the church and the Great Commission. Well, that was Machen in 1933, and I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. Well, as we wrap up today's session, we have a quote from Stephen Charnock. Sin is altogether black and abominable, but by the admirable wisdom of God, he hath drawn out of the dreadful darkness of sin the saving beams of his mercy, and displayed his grace in the incarnation and passion of his Son for the atonement of sin.